along this journey for helping me out. I needed it. Once we know the truth, we are supposed to share it with others, and God is real, no matter how you feel. I'm Tom Baker, and some might be tired of me coming up here and talking, but being compelled by the Father, I'm also tired. I'm tired of living in a total mist of ruin. I thank God for where I'm currently at. I lived in a household where, at a young age, I hated police officers coming because they always took away someone I loved. Being an only child, and me and my mother dealt with lots of abuse. It seemed like we couldn't keep the evilness away. My parents split up when I was 15. That is when me and my mom and stepdad, my real father never has been seen. Their divorce, I thought, was told it was for the best, but now I had no guidance, direction, or provider, and my mother was sick. I easily went astray, becoming gang-affiliated, which led to a drug dealer, an alcoholic, and a young man venting his anger through hurt and violence. I ran the streets. I became a full piece of the devil's property, never giving up, never giving in, no surrender. I soon found out I was going to be a father, which I had no definition of what one was and what was responsibility. My son was born 3 months early. He was well known at South Bend Memorial Hospital as a miracle baby, 1 pound, 8 ounces. Unfortunately, I didn't understand the word miracle, and I failed to give God glory. I was still running wild. I later got caught up and was convicted of armed robbery, which took me away from everything and robbed me of lots of my years of my life. Somehow I blame God, even though we had no personal relationship. I was being taken away from my only son, who was dying. After 17 months of not seeing him, the warden came to me and informed me that I had a choice to make, to attend a bedside visit or his funeral. That was a decision I couldn't make. Austin died that next morning and was given the I was given the privilege to attend his funeral in a bright colored jumpsuit and shackles. I was mad at the world, and I never dealt with this death properly. I put it deep on a back burner. As for me and God, our conversation was over. I later became an addictions counselor, helping everyone, but the one who needed it was me. I later got married and had 3 beautiful children, thank God. I've been home for 8 years, but only to fall back into my old comfort zones, the darkness of hustling, dealing, and collecting all this material stuff, providing no quality time. And like they say, wherever your treasure is, your heart is. Oh, was I lost and blind. I thought my life looked so good, but looking and being is 2 different things. And temporary happiness surely isn't joy. January, my wife told me she was going to divorce me. She filed for divorce. I contested nothing, and I ran out. I ran from the truth, and I ran astray. Unable to cope and deal with it all, I became a full-time addict, doing whatever to numb my pain, and finding myself daily trying to push myself into the end is ruin. So sick and ashamed, I wanted to cover my head with a brown paper sack like an alcoholic does his bottle. Like loose change, I carried that one bullet in my pocket, knowing this was the cure. Situations took place which ended up bringing me here. I was at the end of myself, but honestly, God wasn't. My health wasn't well, and I was at total despair. Not waving, but drowning. I refused all medical attention, knowing I was facing 7 charges, plus one that stated itself primarily to the extent of life. Wow, the devil had really won. The nurse here, Mrs. Kent, spoke to me about Jesus and not to fold the hand that was dealt. I came back to my block, still mad, hurt, betrayed, lost, and destroyed. I knew there was nothing left. I had lost it all. Satan had defeated me. taking every glimmer of hope and ray of hope from my soul. That night I bowed to Jesus and I said, "Here I am. You want this?" The next day, inmates encouraged me to attend church. I looked up at the day room and pointed my finger and yelled at God. And I said, "I'll go because I want to see how powerful you are." That's what you don't do. That's what you don't do. You don't question God's power. His strength and just grace can defeat the devil. And oh, did he speak. Every scripture that preacher began to call out, I called out before he did. And it all pertained to me and my current circumstances. I just couldn't accept it. That is this way. Is this that this way was real. And I didn't think it wasn't. But it wasn't no coincidence, like all the other close calls I've had and the streaks of luck with no explanation. God is real, and obviously God is good, and I have a purpose like you. As light overcomes darkness, goodness can overcome evil. Everything happens for a reason. Surrender and put your faith to work. Live in his power, and you will overcome the world. And remember the reason many of us are still troubled, still seeking, still making little forward progress is we haven't come to the end of ourselves. We're still given orders, interfering with God's work within us. Now the joy and grace of Jesus is my finest possession. So take a new grip with your tired hands and stand firm on your shaky legs. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Then those who follow you, they are weak, will stumble and fall and become strong. Thank you, God.